Well, Joe Fisher joins us for our daily update from over on West End on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. We found out yesterday the Auburn game will be an 11:30 kickoff, and that will be a Lincoln Financial game down at Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Right, which I think Coach Johnson probably likes.
I think we all like that don't we?
Well, those of you who don't have a high school game to watch on Friday night maybe don't like
well,
it.
Well, yeah,
much,
there is
but,
that.
But I think they do. You get on the road and you travel. You go down there and you practice in the stadium on Friday afternoon. You have dinner. You have your meetings. You go to bed. You get up and you get ready to go to the game. And I think most teams and most coaches like it that way, as opposed to that go on the road and wait until 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock to play a game, because that day just drags on and on and on. So I think they're very happy with it.
And this may be off the topic of Vanderbilt, but your son Zach's having a nice season in high school ball, right?
He's having a good year. He's among the league leaders in receptions, I guess, and you know, their team is, I think, only 1-3, and there's some great teams in that division. But it's a lot of fun to watch a senior play his last year, and that's why you try to catch all of them you can. So there'll be a late night drive going to Auburn on Friday.
Thank goodness he has his mother's athletic ability.
No question.
Does he have his father's bowling ability?
No. He got her intelligence and her athletic ability. So thank goodness for all that.
Well, now it's Eastern Michigan up on the schedule for Vanderbilt. Bobby talked about that matchup a little bit yesterday, and the first of two MAC teams on the schedule for Vanderbilt.
And you know, MAC teams are always, they just seem, they're well coached. They have a history of pulling off some big wins. Some of them have come here, as a matter of fact, you know, playing Miami later on as well. But this is a team that's 2-2. They scored 38 points against Howard. Now, they played Howard on Saturday, but you start looking at stats and numbers, and their quarterback threw 4 touchdown passes in that game. So they certainly can move the football. They played Pitt pretty well and played Ball State very well. So they're certainly going to get a lot of respect from Vanderbilt. And what will be interesting, they'll get back on the field today. They took yesterday, and they'll get back today. And it'll be good to see how Chris runs around out there, if he's 100%, how Jeff Jennings runs around to see if he's 100%. You know, just kind of check those guys out. I'm really kind of interested to see if Patrick Benoit is going to get back enough to play on Saturday, because if they can add him, that'll really add something to that linebacker core. You know, he was penciled in to start at the beginning of the year. So that will add some really quality depth to the linebacking core if he can play.
Kason Jackson Garrison had the big game against Ole Miss. He really has a lot on his plate other than just football, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he's got a child due. You know, he's the only married Commodore on the team. He got a child due. I guess Halloween, is that right? It's in that time frame. So he's got a lot certainly on his mind. But great young man. He certainly handles everything well. And last week he knew Jeff wasn't going to play. And he knew that probably meant he was going to get more action and have to be in the game more, not only to run, but also to block and pass protect. And I thought he played a great game, had one of his best, had his career high in carries and over 100 yards, 3 touchdowns, first time ever in his career. So he certainly doesn't mind the workload, that's for sure.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.